Hachette Audio presents Pain is Weakness Leaving the Body, A Marine's Unbecoming. Written by Lyle Jeremy Rubin. Read by Garrett Michael Brown.
A note on the text. What follows constitutes as honest a reckoning with my living past as I could muster. The names of family members and public figures have remained the same. All others have been changed, though I've tried my best to stay true to the spirit of their real ones. Identifying details have also, on occasion, been altered. And in cases of uncertainty, discreet events might be out of order in ways that don't detract from the underlying reality. During the past two decades, it has become customary for officials, journalists, and others to capitalize Marine when referring to individual members of the United States Marine Corps. I have chosen instead to adhere to the style standards more commonly in use prior to September 11th, 2001, for reasons I hope will become apparent. Prologue. When talking to high school and college students across New York about my military odyssey, there is a story I often tell. It's about watching a half dozen Marines level a corner of a remote desert hamlet near a small platoon-sized outpost in the Helmand province of Afghanistan in December 2010. I'm with one of my teams of four or five SIGINT guys, along with something like 30 to 40 grunts, mostly young men on the tail end of their combat deployment. They're bored and bitter on most days, but at the moment they're excited to play with some powerful, underutilized toys before heading back to the United States. The exact pretext eludes me, but it has something to do with stray early morning enemy rounds whizzing by our general vicinity. It's called harassing fire and it happens all the time. To us and by us. This time, if my memory isn't betraying me, it is happening to us. I do not feel threatened, but it is possible the grunts, who have been through much more than I have and are so close to making it home, do. As I recount the tale to various audiences, I try to leave them with an indelible counterpoint to the usual heroics they've become so familiar with in the popular culture, or the standard pitch they've already heard from a local recruiter. This requires me to be nothing more or less.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?